Back on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined by Pentland Christian Girls soccer players Esther Ford and Tori Van Zee following what we believe the first 5-0 start in school history. Esther, first off, great start to the year. What's it feel like to just be 5-0?
It feels really great. It's a great accomplishment for me and just the whole team. I'm so hyped for the rest of the season.
Tori, same thing. Just starting out the year 5-0, it's obviously a great start. What's it feeling like to just find this level of success early in the season?
It's really encouraging, and it gives you a lot of hope for the team and just, like, for the environment we have. Like, we've always had a great environment, but just bringing this part of the team in is just super fun, and all these girls just sharing it with them.
And part of that, too, I know that this has been a very talented squad for several years, but it felt like there was always, like, one game early in the season where I know talking to Coach Bukai, talking to different girls from the team, is, like, maybe just kind of let one slip, but just seeing that you guys are taking care of business this year, how encouraging is that of a sign this year, just seeing that you're able to take care of those games that you should be taking care of going into some matches that will maybe be a little bit more challenging later on in the year?
Yeah, I think it's super encouraging. We're all, like, learning the new program together with a new coach. We're all kind of starting fresh, especially me as a senior who's so used to, like, some different drills and stuff. We're just learning a lot of new ways to, like, play soccer, especially I think we've changed our whole, like, formation. So seeing that hard work in practice pay off with games is really good.
Tori, same thing. How much confidence does that give you just taking care of these matches early in the season, knowing that there's going to be some tougher ones down the road that will be a little bit more challenging, but knowing that you've at least taken care of the ones that you should be taking care of?
Yeah, it's a great confidence boost, and I think it speaks to, like, our focus this season. And yeah, like Esther said, just all the hard work everyone's putting in. I think we're focusing on the little things, and we're remembering what went wrong and remembering what went right, and we're using that to our benefit this year a lot. And tonight I was really proud of our passing, so I was really glad with that this game.
And before we talk about the new face with the drill, that's in charge of putting together those new drills, let's talk about some of the new faces on the field for the Eagles this year. A lot of returning talent as well. I know with you two, especially Lexi Terpstra involved in that, but a lot of new faces who've been making some big contributions. I think of Maddie DeVries, who's really taken on a new role this year. Julianne Van Gorp stepping in the goal and has only allowed one or two goals throughout the first five matches of the year. What's kind of stood out to you about some of those newcomers and what they've brought to the table?
I just love them so much. They're taking on their roles so good. Like Chloe in the middle, I cannot tell that she's a freshman. Like she'll just pass it to you so good. And Julianne is doing the job good. Also, Maddie, yeah, she surprises me every game. She just comes out of nowhere and she takes that ball and she takes her shot. I'm really pleased with how the freshmen are doing. And I know I do get on their case sometimes about this is how I want you to play, but, like, seeing them apply what I yell at them is really good.
Tori, same thing. What's it been like just seeing the newcomers get acclimated to the program and just be able to contribute to the 5-0 start this year?
It's been super fun. It's been super fun to have some new faces, get to know some new girls, and just to know that some new people are getting involved with the soccer program here and getting to learn a little bit about the game because I love it. That's super exciting for me and encouraging. I'd say a lot of people are just so willing this season to just do the work and to be taught and to learn and to, like, help me and help us all, like, do what we need to do.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to Esther Ford and Tori Van Zee, the Pentland Christian Girls soccer team, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page. We talked about the new faces. Now we got to talk about the primary new face and head coach Matt Dowie. Was an assistant last year, takes over the program this year, and has you guys off to that 5-0 start. What's it been like just kind of having a new face, new leader, new ideas, things like that, leading the program and helping contribute to the success you found here early in the year?
At first, it was a little wonky, I think, for all of us. Like, he was still learning how, like, things go. But as we go further on, like, even though I might not like some of the things, it really just helps us. Like, I will say myself, like, his coaching ways has just helped our team so much. And the new drills, and I think just, like, a new vibe. It's kind of, like, younger. Like, it's just a younger vibe going. Like, he will join in drills with us and play with us, and that's so much fun. But then also he knows to when to be serious and when we need to get on the line and get back into practice.
Tori, same thing. What's it been like learning from Coach Dowie this year, just kind of getting acclimated to a new head coach this year and seeing the new things he's brought to the table for this team?
It's been great. I think Esther made some bold points. But I just like to speak to Coach Dowie's intentionality. Like, I love that about him and what he's willing to pour into us, and what he really wants to teach us and the ways he wants to expand our program, expand our knowledge. And just he really focuses on also the team aspect. And I love that he's willing to pour into us in that way, in our faith and in our walk together as a group of girls. So that's super fun.
That is very fun, and obviously it's always nicer when you're winning games, so keeping up this great start to the season, what's it going to take to keep winning these matches, knowing that it is going to get a little bit tougher as you get into the heart of conference play and just finding ways to keep up this level of success?
Yeah, I think next week is probably going to be our hardest week with DCG and Des Moines Christian, but we just really got to go out there and play our hardest and, yeah, just play to our best ability with probably, I think, is going to be the two hardest games we play all of the season. So next week's going to be hard, but we just got to keep our head up.
Tori, same thing. What's it going to take to get the job done, keep this winning streak going?
I think it's going to be helpful for us to know that we do have this foundation as a team, and we do have this foundation in our skills now. And just like hope and encouragement and all the things we have learned and all the things we've put together so far, just being proud of ourselves and continuing to put in the hard work.
Esther, Tori, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck throughout the rest of the season. Looking forward to more great games here on Eagle Lane later on this year.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Esther Ford and Tori Van Zee here on today's Lightly Radio Sports page.